So today we're going to talk about a topic that is almost self-reflecting. You guys will get a good laugh out of it. We're going to talk about publicly speaking, and really this applies to anybody who speaks publicly or gives a share publicly or does any sort of public facing type of discourse. So the learning today and always should be a schus for an ilui neshama for Chaim Elizabeth Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as this chus for an ilui neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and should be a chus for fur shleim of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorah Chol Chanalei Abashen de Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as this chus for all those in the Malkam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says like this. We're on page 565. Kama toiva hadrasha barabim. How great it is somebody who speaks publicly to the Olam and makes an effort to help other people out in the journey of on their ruchnius. Avodas Hashem, aval tzricha tanoim rabim. But there's many prerequisites that you have to make sure that you comply with if you want to speak publicly and be effective. First of all, the yatzar rishayna, number one, sheyachdim tefillah, that you have to first say a tefillah privately before you start. Sheyinatzel migaiva meayin hara v'sheyasu dvar of peiros, that you not get pulled after having gaiva or an ayin hara, or as well as that your words will be effective. So really, before any time I give a shiur, there's a tefillah that's supposed to be said, that you don't get a gaiva over giving the shiur, that you don't get an ayin hara from people that you're giving the shiur, and finally, that your words actually have an impact. You should also daven, that you have a proper tongue for teaching, meaning that you're going to clearly articulate what it is you're trying to say, and to speak pleasantly. And that your words will be understood. But in a way, it should be pleasing, that your words should be accepted and pleasing to the audience, similar to a kala who finds favor in the eyes of her chasan, a special kind of favor. Chazal right. So that's number one. Number one is on the speaker. You got to look inward, and you got to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically for siyata dishmaya and what you're about to do. Secondly, don't be annoyingly long-winded is the way that he teaches this. Basically, it's not about you, it's not about how many words you can fit in. Rather, you should be concise and to the point. The less you speak, the better it is. In other words, the more concise you can say what it is you're trying to say, and the less long-winded you are, the better off your speech will be. We'll come across. Thirdly, you should be careful about the people you're speaking. Not to humiliate anybody publicly. Not to call someone out for being on the phone while you're giving a shiur, or call someone out for disturbing or distracting, anything like that. Not appropriate, because and certainly not to use examples that everyone knows who I'm talking about, or when the Rav speaks, to use examples that everyone knows who the Rav's talking about, because that will have the opposite effect. First of all, everyone's going to focus on that person, and that person's going to be embarrassed, and the whole impact of what you're trying to get across is totally going to go over people's heads, because they're just going to be focused on what you brought out, the example you were using. And be careful when you get your information not to speak anything false. And never come to prosecute the people with your words. You should include yourself in them when you say, that when you're trying to give taichacha, you don't say you, as if you separate yourself from the community, but rather it's we. We need to work on this. We need to focus on this area. And you throw yourself, include yourself in the club. And you be very careful. From causing to avoid suspicion, that someone who is listening will not suspect him of basically saying it's all good with me, and you people have the problem. So you have to make sure that your words come across as if you're not standing on a soapbox and you're not basically talking down to your audience. And therefore, don't speak too much about the obligation to do ma'asim tovim with people who are focused on Torah, or honor to Tamid Chachamim that a person's required, and similar things, because if you're going to talk about things that come across as self-serving, then the people are going to say, yeah, you're asking for help from people because you need help, right? So if you're going to say you should stand up when a Talmid Chacham walks in the room, or you should stand up when somebody who gives a share walks in the room, sounds very self-serving. You should help out Talmidei Chachamim. Well, if you consider yourself to be a Talmid Chacham and you are worried about your own kavod, so then that's going to come across as self-serving, and basically, again, it's going to turn people off. La'olam yakdim l'sadr adrasha beino lebein atzma ba'ofen shetiyah shgura b'fiv. You should always go over what you're about to say, meaning that you should review your speech before you give it, so that you're familiar with it. Shalipa'amim, there sometimes tzarich l'dalegei zedvar, you might have to skip something. Shein roi l'darshan b'rabim, that you realize as you're about to say it that it's not the right thing to do, not in the moment. Oidvarim she'em uvadim lo'i l'fum marata, or you realize something that's not going to be completely clear. So you're gonna have to adjust on the fly your speech, and therefore you should be very comfortable with it, so that before you deliver it, it comes across as professional, it comes across, and it has effect. Otherwise, you're gonna look silly if you're putting together thoughts and you skip over something, and now there's no segue, and it sounds like it's a disjointed speech. But if you take the time to prepare, then you're not gonna have to pause. Essentially, you'll be able to divert if you see, let's say, for whatever reason, the topic changes in the middle. Maybe there's a disturbance and you're reacting to it, or maybe you wrote something down or a story and then you see the person that it's about and you need to skip it. So you should be able to basically adjust on the fly. Because if you're going to pause and it's going to sound disjointed, then that's a ganai for tamid chachamim. You essentially represent Torah. And if you don't speak well and you speak self-serving, or you speak in a way that you turn people off, that's also a chilul Hashem. A wise person will hear and increase his learning. How great is something said in the proper time? Meaning, if you utilize these tools that he's telling you and you give over a proper speech and it's readily accepted by the Olam, so then how beautiful a speech can be. There's nothing more powerful to motivate people, to inspire people, than a good speech. And so ultimately, that's really the goal. The goal is to communicate with people using dibur, which is our most powerful tool to communicate with others. But you have to be very careful, essentially using it in the right way. Be careful what you say, be careful how you say it, and always you have to ask for a siyata dishma, you have to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you, that your word should come across properly and that it should not come across as self-serving or turning people off.